Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Expert Witness Playbook. I hope you enjoyed the last episode. It was really good, and we enjoyed doing it. So let's get into the next kind of big question.
Yeah.
So this is my brother, Brian, Dr. Brian Woodruff. He's a neurologist, world famous neurologist, and expert witness connoisseur.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is my brother, Chris Woody Woodruff. And he's a technology guy. And we've been enjoying getting to spend time together as brothers and to do this podcast.
Yeah.
So I think the kind of the theme of the next few is going to be kind of
getting business.
Yeah.
Right?
You know?
Like marketing. How do you market yourself and put yourself out there so that law firms and third party, like lawyers and third party people, can find you?
Absolutely. Right? And I think one of the, you know, getting your name out there, prior to kind of diving into all of this, is anything you do is going to be looked at and scrutinized by attorneys, people that are looking to hire you. And in the future, when you go to deposition and trial, people that are looking to come up with ways to discredit you. So everything you do, you should look at it through a lens of how does this look? How is somebody else going to use this against me? And so I think that's the important starting point. So yeah, so let's dive in.
Yeah, so the first big one, I think we've hit on this a little bit so far, but the big myth. So when people ask you, how do you get more cases? I mean, what do you tell them?
Yeah, so if I'm explaining sort of how to get rolling, there's sort of a balance between marketing and reputation. And I think the first thing and the most important thing is your reputation, because the product that you produce, what you do for other people, with either your reports, your deposition, and your trial testimony, that's really going to be the most important thing. Now, that may not get you the first case, because you have to have work in order to make a reputation. But in the long term, your reputation and your product is the most important thing.
So what you're saying did the chicken come first or did the egg?
Well,
I mean, really, that's what you're saying. It's like, you know, there's so many times that people are looking for a job and they go, well, we want experience. Well, how do I get experience so I can get a job? It's kind of the ultimate kind of big question is how do you get that work if you don't have the experience that people are looking for?
Yeah, and most people, when they talk about getting started in expert work, it starts out slow. This is a multi-year process where if you're thinking you're gonna come out of the gate and be busy from the start, this is something that you're gonna have to think about over several years. Because like you say, you know, it can be tough getting your first few cases.
Sure.
And then once that gets going, it's like a flywheel, or we're in Michigan, it's like a snowball. And so that's super important. So
Brian, where do most expert witnesses get their work from?
I know it, you're not going to want to hear the answer, but it's word of mouth and getting work based on what you've previously done.
Yeah.
And you know, I feel like I'm a broken record a little bit. And we're gonna talk more about that. But the issue is that the word of mouth referral is the number one way that you're going to continue to get business. Yeah. And so you know, when you produce that amazing report that somebody is wowed by, they're going to talk to their colleagues and friends. When you work with the paralegals within a firm and they see your work product, but also when you work with them and they tell the attorney how easy you are to work with. So that goes back to some of the stuff that we talked about in some prior, it's about your reputation. How you deliver the product that you deliver, is going to be the most important.
I know, I'll give you my personal experience.
Yeah.
Is I've been doing this like not seriously for 6 or 8 months, but I at least have some information out. And I've been kind of putting feelers out and doing things. And I don't feel frustrated, but I feel like it's a struggle trying to get that work. And I know you've been saying it takes time, but what can someone do to overcome that frustration or that struggle?
So initially, the struggle is real. And so in future episodes, we're going to get more into detail. But there are some specific things that you can do, and those can be getting listed in directories. Mm-hmm. So there are several directories out there where we know attorneys go and look that they can search. And so directories would be one way. The second is that you want to have a website that is simple, concise, and has a few, you know, focused things on there. And we'll get to talk about more about that. That's probably the most important way to get out there. Now, there are other things, getting in front of attorneys, whether that is at a conference where you get a chance to speak, or getting in front of people that help make decisions, like life care planners, as it comes to physicians, or nurse consultants. You know, I come at this from a very medical background, as opposed to like engineers and technology people and other things, you know. So the three big things probably are, if you're trying to get your initial work or continue to work, is directories. And I can talk more about those and what are some of the bigger ones, website, and just getting in front of people and trying to find places where you can talk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can probably also build up your reputation online by writing. Like for me, from a technologist, if I have a blog and I write about certain things, so I can convey my expertise in that way. You, because you're board certified, that gives you a little more reputation. Plus, you're a published writer. You have papers.
Right? I have a few. I'm mostly a clinician, and but I do have a few papers that I've written. Yeah,
we may dabble in that idea and kind of building up your online reputation that way.
Yeah.
But this is kind of that overview. Getting ready for maybe the next couple episodes. But so what would be, you hit on some things. So you hit on getting into these catalogs or these
directories.
Like Seek is one, right?
Seek, S-E-A-K, yep. is probably one of the most well-known.
Yeah, and we're both in that.
Yes.
It's a lot larger for medical than it is for technologists, but anything helps.
Yeah.
I have had people that have reached out to me about email, like mass email blasts. So that may be something we talk about.
We can. And depending on the situation and who's doing it, I have heard about success with that. But it's really expensive.
What mistakes do people do that they just throw their hands up after a while and say, I'm done, I'm not going to do this anymore?
Yeah, well, they tend to make a few key mistakes, and the work dries up. They miss deadlines. That's deadly. Missing deadlines, not getting reports in on time or disclosures in, doing sloppy work. Lawyers are writers by nature. They are so good at writing, and they look at your written product, and it's so important to them. So you need what you produce should probably be proofread by somebody else to make sure there aren't discrepancies, errors, grammatical mistakes, things like that. So those things, and just slow, being a slow responder and not acting like you're on your A game. I mean, that's really, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
We've talked about if they see that you're not somebody who's, your heart's in it, yeah, they're going to figure it out right away.
Yeah. If you're not interested, if you're not, when you're talking to these people, these lawyers or law firm representatives, and you're not being professional, like if you're just kind of being passe about things, they're going to pick up on that and they're going to go, I'm going to get another guy to do this.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's what you're doing is so critical for the either side's success.
Yeah.
And if they smell anything that you're not going to do outstanding work, they're going to bail on you.
Yeah, it really comes down to, I was told this very early in my career in the technology, that everyone's a salesperson. Everyone's a salesperson. You may not sell something, we all sell ourselves.
Right.
So that's what we have to remember, is we are selling ourselves to another person or to a law firm so that we can show that there's something about us that is key to what they need.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Everything you do is being scrutinized positively and negatively.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So if someone came to you, like myself, and I just said, give me some pointers, give me some ideas or things that I can do, like concrete ideas that I can do tomorrow.
Right. So first thing is set up a simple professional website.
Yep.
And get that set up. Second thing would be to look into a directory. Seek being one of them. There are several others. Look into those, see what they cost, see if you think that's a good expenditure of your money. And then the last thing is being really responsive, being clear about your process and your fees. I think that kind of wrap up this episode is that treat every case like it's a long-term audition. And because that's really what it is. From the moment you talk to somebody until you go to trial, it's a long-term audition.
Yeah. And you never know, these law firms and lawyers may come back to you over and over again.
Yeah. And one of the biggest compliments, and as an example, I've had happen multiple times, is opposing counsel have deposed me, or they've seen me at trial, and several months later I'll get a call and they'll say, Dr. Woodruff, this is so and so, do you remember me? And most of the time I'll say no, because I'm really bad with names, and they'll say, I deposed you on the such and such case 6 months ago, and I thought you were really fair, you were honest, you had clear answers, and I was really impressed. And I knew once this case was done that I was on the opposite side, that I was calling you for my next case. And that's the best compliment when opposing counsel calls you. And so that happens too.
Yeah. So I think we're going to wind down this episode.
Yeah.
We'll get more in the more details. If anyone does want to look at a good website for an expert witness, Brian has a really good website. I'm not saying that because I built it, but it is a good website. We'll have the link down below.
Yeah, childneurologyexpert.com.
Yeah, and you can reach out to Brian or myself and ask questions, but I like how you and both of us built that to kind of show your expertise and show also the human side of you.
Yeah.
Also,
I enjoyed working with you on that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna wind up now. If you want to talk to Brian about anything, please, you can reach out to him through his website, which is, again, childneurologyexpert.com. And
we'll see you on the next episode.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.